This is KCUR 89.3. If you live in Johnson County, you probably rely on your car to get around. But what happens when you aren't able to drive anymore? Today, we follow KCUR's Cody Newell to Overland Park as he jumps on the bus with some seniors who are keeping their independence through public transit.
It's about 10 o'clock on a recent Tuesday, and about a dozen seniors from the Santa Fe Towers apartments eagerly drop their quarters into the fare box of the bus. You can tell that many of the passengers are old hats when it comes to public transit. They've got their fare ready before they even start to get on the bus, and some pull along wheeled baskets to tote around groceries that they'll get at the local Hy-Vee. One of the riders is a woman named Carolyn. She's used buses to get around Johnson County for the past 7 years.
Well, I'm legally blind, so I have to do something for transportation. And when I found out that this bus came, I just started using it to go to the grocery store or run other errands.
For Carolyn and the others at the Santa Fe Towers, using the bus is a cheap and easy way to get out and take care of their own needs. If it wasn't available, Carolyn says she'd have to rely on others.
I would have to impose on my son and daughter-in-law. Yeah. I did have my son take me this past Saturday to look for a watch, but I hadn't asked him to take me any place probably for 4 months.
While Santa Fe's residents have a readily available bus route practically at their doorstep, that's an exception, not the rule. When Johnson County started to develop post-World War II, its roads were almost exclusively planned for cars.
Johnson County is the true car culture.
That's Chuck Ferguson, Chief Planning Officer for the Kansas City Area Transportation Authority. He worked for Johnson County's transit system for 23 years before the KCATA took over management.
It's a great network of streets in Johnson County to be able to utilize a car on, but for the most part, public transit was, as it was in many parts of the country, an afterthought.
Johnson County is in a unique position compared to other counties in the Kansas City metro. By 2030, the population of residents age 65 and up is expected to skyrocket by nearly 150% compared to 2010 census numbers. By comparison, population forecasts say that Jackson County will only see a 56% increase in seniors over the same time period. Karen Clausen with the Mid-America Regional Council says that has a big impact on the direction the ATA will have to go with transit in Johnson County.
You can't necessarily run a large bus to every corner of the region. We're exploring other opportunities like microtransit and like vanpooling and increasing ride sharing in our region.
And officials are starting to give those ideas some financial backing. Last year, the Johnson County Board of County Commissioners narrowly passed a property tax increase that pumped more than $1.5 million into Johnson County's transit system. That's on top of another $1 million in matching funds and savings from the ATA. Clausen says that money will go a long way to help give seniors options for transit.
We're working really hard on how to build in more choice into the transportation system that we have.
Part of that means expanding paratransit services for elderly and disabled residents. Paratransit makes up about 10% of Johnson County's annual ridership, and that's expected to rise with increasing senior populations. Still, Chuck Ferguson with the ATA says there are still basic problems to solve for the bus system as a whole.
What we hear the most of is transit doesn't do anything for me because it doesn't serve anywhere near me. Or the bus only goes two or three times in the morning. That doesn't help me during the day, that doesn't help me in the evening, that doesn't help me at night.
Right now, Johnson County's buses only run Monday through Friday until about 7 o'clock, no nights and no weekends. And Carolyn says that means that service gets bogged down at times because there simply aren't enough buses running.
Sometimes you end up waiting for 30, 40 extra minutes because maybe something happened. You know, one day the mail truck drove over the ramp, you know. Things like that happen and you end up just sitting and waiting wherever you are.
Another big consequence of Johnson County's car culture is walkability, which is a real concern for seniors. Here's Karen Clausen again.
So I don't think you can take a 40-foot bus and run it into a suburban area, then expect, you know, that people will get off the bus and be okay with walking, you know, half a mile to get to their building.
Chuck Ferguson says the ATA is looking at changes over the next 2 to 3 years to try to solve some of these problems.
We're looking at extended service on Metcalf. We're looking at developing a route along 95th Street. So we're going to see a growth in services where people can take it to dinner, maybe take it to an event, maybe take it to a movie.
Back on the bus, Carolyn and several others collect their belongings and get along with their errands.
So we are at Hy-Vee.
Even if there are issues still lingering with Johnson County's transit system, these seniors have kept their independence and their shopping schedules because of it. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Cody Newell.
This story was part of our ongoing Aging in Place series, which looks at the issues facing Kansas City's growing senior population.